must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine.
Look inside your heart. Does this look even like concepts of a plan? Does it look like it's going to make sense? Does it look like it's going to help you and your family, your neighbor's family? Are we treating our neighbor as we would have ourselves treated? Wait a minute, that's not exactly what I'll just go with the do unto others. I think it's don't covet thy neighbor's wife and do unto others as you would have done unto you. I'm mixing the golden rules up, Tom. It's late in the afternoon. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined as I am every Thursday by my special guest co-host, Tom Pauls. What's my thanks to Jess P.S. for running the board today on The Maggie Dawn Show, and my thanks to each and every one of you. We've had a really great conversation this afternoon, and I want to let you all get your last 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarter in. Matt from Menominee Falls, new texter, saying this: I think the reason Musk is pulling all this data is to track where all the money is going. He's a businessman, yes. So they do that. What is BS is he is gathering all this sensitive information, this classified information with it. If he wanted this data, he could just go to agencies and ask them for the data, but he's inserting himself in at the agency level. He's probably worried about people lying to him. And he also points this out, FYI, the federal government Trump payoff was paused until a hearing this coming Monday, not unlike the Birthright Citizenship Executive Order, which had the same exact cadence and now has been permanently enjoined pending further litigation. We'll see. Yeah. One of the points, Matthew, that I think is really important here is Elon Musk doesn't need to take over the systems.
No.
And I disagree with you, Matthew, here. He doesn't have to worry about someone lying to him. He can, I mean, this is one of the smartest guys on the planet, hypothetically. You can ask for like the source data. You can tell by looking at metadata if data has been extracted and then manipulated. There's a lot of ways to verify and authenticate raw data. He could be doing that. He could be running this like an audit function. you can use different samples. There's all kinds of different ways. He doesn't need to actually have his little minions in the systems. Yes. But I really appreciate your points, Matt. My further concern, and we've been talking about this, Tom, is what does he use it for? Who's watching the watcher here? If the watcher is Musk, who's making sure that he doesn't leak this sensitive information? What servers is it on? Are they secure? Who can hack the servers? What if he decides to deploy it to make himself richer?
Yeah, and here's another component is I think the Trump administration learned from the last go around that when you try to change things, it can be undone. So there's a huge focus on breaking as many things as possible right now to make it much harder to undo.
To fix it. Yep. And to do it all at such a lightning speed.
Do it all at the same time.
I said this week. This isn't the objective here isn't about the chaos. This isn't some new set of objectives either. This is unprecedented. What is unprecedented is the speed and volume. But make no mistake, what has happened, the reason that everything that is happening now was in the Project 2025 playbook is because this has been the playbook of the GOP since Nixon and Reagan. They're just doing it all without asking permission, worrying about legalities with no guardrails at lightning fast speed. That's what's happening. This isn't some concept.
Right. Break it, sell it off,
Profit
from it, privatize it.
Yeah, and let the middle class suffer. Let working people, people of good faith, suffer.
Yes, and the people who have the least in this country will suffer the most. And to me, this is the part that is really upsetting is cruelty is part of the game plan. Because the more cruelty you can show, the more fear you will garner. And if you keep people in fear...
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. The fear, right, and the cruelty are necessary preconditions to execute this. You got to direct. Right. There's more of us than there are of the billionaire and 100 millionaires, right? So you have to, one, divide us and then get some of us to blame the other section of us and fight amongst each other instead of with the people that have their hand in your pocket. A few more texts before we run out of time. Matt from Middleton. We got to go back to the South Korean method of sending pamphlets around to educate people. Yeah, no kidding. Andrew from Maine. Bigger question might be, who can do something about this? We, the people, won't get an opportunity to cast ballots for president for another 3.5 years. Who can act until then? I'm going to remind you, Supreme Court race in this state, general election, April 1st, midterms. I've given you a couple of to-dos. Call your local and state governments. Support your universities. Support researchers. Support public servants. And ask those leaders of your local and state governments, what data are you collecting? Are you expanding your data collection efforts? This is so, so important.
And if you're represented by a Republican in your area, reach out to them and let them know that this is not the way you want it done. The more they hear from everybody, because that data is tracked, the more they hear, the more they can understand.
Yeah, they actually will continue to track input from their constituencies.
Well, they have to, right?
Yep. Yes. I want to end with this comment. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Just PS. Kevin from Iguanago said, you claim Trump ran on racist ideology. He picked up Black and Hispanic voters. Kevin, the thing about hate, the thing about racism, the thing about isms is that it can be turned so that you hate yourself. It metastasizes in this way. If you convince someone that their identity is something to be ashamed of, it can work in this way too. Go read a little bit about these things, Kevin. It's how it works. It is pernicious and dangerous in this way. That's all we've got time for. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salia is up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.